So we've been having the discussion of like, have you ever went to the doctors or you went to the urgent care for one thing and you walked out with a doctor telling you you have something else? I have a friend who went in with stomach pains and they're literally, I think, pulling out her appendix as we speak right now. Oof, she had no idea. She thought she just, I don't know, had chorro or something or just had cramps. We're like, no, you have appendicitis. We got to pull that thing out. And then I started talking about Dr. Knuckles. Now, Dr. Knuckles.
It's just a crazy story.
Is a doctor that I go to. And I was going for one thing. And he's like, hey, man, you're here. I haven't seen you in a year. We got to do your prostate exam. Call him Dr. Knuckles for an obvious reason. You know, prostate exam. You're pulling out the gloves and putting petroleum jelly because prostate cancer my dad has. And
Well, that's not funny.
Well, he's alive. He's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
But I have to get checked. I have to do it. So, went in for one thing. He's like, why are you here? Like, damn it. So, we're asking you,
602-805-0101,
have there any time you went to the doctors for one thing, and then you walk out telling them you have something else or you have to do something else, right? See, any have anything?
No. Thankfully, I mean, maybe my pre-diabetes, I did go in just for a regular physical, and then they called me really quickly, and they were like, hey, so your A1C is this, try not to eat bread and sugar. And I was like, okay. And then they hung up on me. So they didn't really give me any direction, but that's kind of how I found out. I was just going in for a normal physical, but it wasn't anything too jarring to where it was like life-threatening.
She put down her bag of Takis and be like, all right, got to change my lifestyle.
I know. It was so sad.
You're looking great, Sienna.
Thank you.
Working out and you're looking good. Good for you.
Thank you.
Looking bomb.
They don't say bomb anymore.
I am. I do.
You got to say snatched.
Yeah. Say I look snatched.
Wouldn't that be so much weirder? All right, you're looking snatched.
The way you say it.
I know. Now he's
saying
like a question.
Why would you do that? What if her husband is listening and I just called his wife snatched?
Yeah, but it's a joke.
It's a compliment.
Yeah.
You're looking incredibly skinny.
Thank you.
That's pretty. So you like that. So let's hit these phone lines. We got Tawny. Tawny in Phoenix. All right, what you got, hon?
Well, let me just explain a little bit. So I was on a first date and totally liked the guy, had a fabulous time, and all of a sudden I swell up. And he takes me to the emergency room, come to find out I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh, no.
So it was crazy. Like, I broke out in hives. I started to feel like my throat was closing up. It was really bad.
Okay, so you're eating during this, right? So you're out on the date, and I'm assuming he's probably just ordering some oysters. I don't know where you go, or did you know you were allergic to...
He ordered the whole shebang. Oysters, shrimp. I mean, it was amazing, right? Like, there was endless seafood just constantly coming to our table.
Uh-huh.
Had no idea I was allergic because my whole life, you know, I never was a seafood person and it wasn't a thing in my family. So this was, my first time eating seafood on the first date. Was a little embarrassed.
And you almost died.
He had to take me to the emergency. Yeah. I literally
you almost died. Yeah, he went into that date kind of like, I'm going to kill it. Literally.
Literally.
How'd the date go? Oh, bro, killed it. Well, thank God you're okay. So you never knew you were allergic to shellfish?
No, never knew.
And how did he react when, handling the situation of your throat closing up, the hives, the, swelling up? How did he handle it? Was he calm? Was he panicking?
He was definitely panicking, but I appreciate, he was there for me. You know what I mean? Like, we met at the restaurant. So, I left my car there. He took me to the emergency room. Super sweet guy. And,
So, and that was it? Are you still dating or what happened to this guy?
We're still dating. We're still going.
You're still dating.
I mean, how
could I let him go? Oh, nice. Yeah, he saved your life.
How could you let him go?
He did.
Well, he almost tried to kill you. Then he saved your life.
Yeah, he made up for it.
That's how you get a relationship. See, me and JD are striking out on these streets. See, what we got to find out is how do you almost kill these women and save them.
Right, so you have to carry an EpiPen.
An EpiPen.
So you don't just carry a wallet with cash. You have the EpiPen. You'd be like, oh, no, you're not dying.
Yeah, right. Oh, you're allergic to dogs. I'm going to bring Gizzy, my dog, with me. I might die. I don't know what's going on. Well, I'm glad. This is going to make a great conversation with your kids and grandkids one day, how you and dad and granddad met, almost died on the first date.
Oh, I love it. You're already speaking marriage and kids on us. I love it. Thank you.
Joey, have you ever gone out on a date and they immediately tell you something that they're allergic to right away? I'm trying to think the last date I went on where someone was like, hey, by the way, I have a peanut allergy.
I've been on dates where girls, I'd say half the time, they're embarrassed to tell me that they're lactose intolerant.
Right.
Yeah.
And okay, I'm like, oh, if you are, just make sure no dairy. I don't think anything. Thank God you tell me this because I had a gallon of ice cream that I was going to serve you afterwards.
Yeah, and you don't want them to suffer during it either. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, ladies, when you go on a date, tell the person who obviously you expect him to pay stuff you're allergic to, if you're lactose intolerant, it helps everybody in that situation.
Yeah. It's okay to be honest right then and there.
But also, though, if you think about it, it becomes very vulnerable because now they know how to kill you.
Well. See, there's the kidnapping scenario that came up again.
Yeah, that's PTSD. You are very... I feel like maybe you thought this guy was trying to kill you. This is all plotted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I need to know if you're allergic to something right away.
Right away, right?
Please, that's not embarrassing at all. Feeling.
Yeah. So, and anyone just trying to take out JD, you're very allergic to melon and watermelon.
Yes, cantaloupe, honeydew, watermelon. I love those things. Unfortunately, they just make me break out like crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. I'm glad you're alive with us.
Yeah, and I'm not embarrassed by it either.
Who's allergic to watermelon?
I know. This guy. What a wuss.
What a wuss, right? Like, you're going to be allergic to something. You know what I'm allergic to? Bullets and knives, JD.
To fear. I'm allergic to fear.
I don't fear that. What do you fear? Watermelon?
Couldn't be me.
Seedless watermelon.
All right, Tani. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You absolutely welcome. All right, man. Hey, they said they got Jessica and Peoria on a hold. You won't believe how she found out she was pregnant.
I don't know how I feel about this already.
They're telling me you got to take line three, that this story is crazy. Ladies, the worst way to find out that you're pregnant. Up next, Morning Mess.